It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
For our Ask a Pastor question for today, it's always interesting when I read these questions and I apply my mind to them, and I'm thinking, oh, am I so grateful that I am not a pastor? I always read these questions and think to myself, I don't know how I would have been able to answer these questions. But then again, that's why we have pastors to answer them. Thank you very much to these pastors to agree to come and talk to us and explain these difficult questions that we cannot answer, that people send to the studio. So Pastor Sainz Marandre is here to answer yet another question. Pastor, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to ask or answer our questions.
A very good afternoon to you. And how are you?
I'm very well. Thank you very much, Pastor. How are you?
Oh, we are doing very fine. We thank God for that.
Lovely, lovely. Mfundis, our question for today is how should we interpret prophetic visions? And I'm really worried about this question because at first glance, when I read it at first, I thought it speaks of visions in the Bible. Prophetic visions in the Bible. But then again, I'm wondering, is it only restricted to visions in the Bible? Because we do know that the Holy Spirit still did, God promised to give us young people and younger people and people in the latter day, the latter rain, so they can dream dreams and see visions. And now I'm wondering how, perhaps that even includes those visions that the promised Holy Spirit will give people. Hence the question, how should we interpret prophetic visions? It's over to you, Funis.
That's a very tricky one for
yeah,
sure.
I think so too. I think so too.
Whilst it is a very relevant question, we cannot brush aside. It is a concern because honestly, we can't then say the Holy Spirit ceased to communicate, or God ceased to communicate with the people in the Bible times.
Right, right.
So, though we have visions in the Bible, that also speaks even to our time and even beyond that. I believe God still communicates with different people in different ways. He is not limited only to visions, but he can also speak to us through our dreams. He
yes.
can still speak through other people. He can still speak to us through different situations and circumstances that we may encounter. But now that this dear listener is specific on prophetic visions, I like to believe there's a bit of a combination, or maybe an overemphasis,
right,
on the prophetic and the vision as well.
Right, right,
Yes, because a vision also comes in a prophetic way, because you can't separate the two. Once you have it, it then means it's something that must be interpreted.
Yeah.
Or it may not need interpretation. It may just come as it is. And God wants to speak to us per chance as individuals.
Right.
Or he is sending us a message for a bigger group of people or to a specific individual elsewhere.
Right.
And God will have a way of also conveying that this message is not meant for you, just like what he did with Daniel. Daniel, seal up these things. They have nothing to do with you.
Right.
They have all to do with the people who will be there in the latter day, but not with you. So now it depends on how God has chosen to communicate. And then we cannot all then again say, this is how God is going to speak to you. This is God going to speak to you. I mean, it's not for us to then draw the whole kind of a stencil and say, this is God, how God to speak to you. If he doesn't speak in this way, then it's not God, because God cannot be limited.
Right.
And we cannot also manage God and put him in a corner and detect on how he is supposed to communicate to a person. So when he speaks, and you really feel, here I've encountered something that is beyond me, and I've not, this is God, let God then communicate where the message is intended to go. And then exactly as what God has told you to do. We can't then say, no, God only speaks with pastors. God only speaks with elders.
Yeah.
No, that's not true.
Yeah.
Samuel was not even an elder or a deacon or anyone.
Right.
But God spoke to him.
Mm.
It was a message clear for Israel. So normally God speaks something that does not really benefit you per se at times, but it has to help many other people out there. So that's how best I can say. But you see, maybe a few guidelines is we cannot then expect God to then give you a vision which is contrary to his word. That would then become tricky, lest the devil hijack the whole concept, and then you get something that is really against the will of God, and you say, this is God. But I know, I don't know of South Africa and other countries, but we have got a sect of people who worship, and they believe in these things so much to an extent.
Right.
They'll say, I have a vision that God has shown that you should get married to me, and he's talking of a minor. And you should be my wife right now.
Yeah.
And he ends up with 12 wives and who may be way less than, I mean, less the age of 15, the age of consent.
Mm.
And he saying, I was shown in a vision that you should be my wife.
Right.
And everyone will say, oh, this man was in a vision. So this is what God has told them. And yet some people, they manipulate others by trying to lie using the same vision. So I think now, in both ways, the one who has seen a vision, is it in line with God's word? And the ones who are being told this vision, are you testing and saying, I think this is really from God according to his word?
Right. I hear you. Okay. All right. Hopefully we would be able to have that wisdom and that power to discern when this is a prophetic vision or just a hallucination or just a dream, nothing but a dream. I hope we'll be able to get that gift of discernment to know what it is in actual fact, not just a dream, but a prophetic dream or a prophetic vision. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Have a wonderful day. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thank you so much. A wonderful day to you too.
All right. That's how we end our Ask a Pastor session. Please feel free to send your own questions. If you have your own question, send them and we'll put them here and we'll invite a pastor who will answer the question for us.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.